Welcome to Relational Skills in Real Life, a Thrive Today podcast where we share everyday stories of encouragement and transformation from people using relational skills in their lives. Spend time with us and be inspired by real-life examples of how we use relational skills to strengthen and repair our relational connections. We're so glad you're here.
Hello, friends. Chris Corsi here, president of Thrive Today, and I want to welcome you to the Relational Skills in Real Life podcast. Today's topic is focusing on maturity. Maturity matters. That's right. What is maturity? Why is it important? How do I grow it? The world needs more maturity. I've yet to meet someone on this planet who didn't need maturity. Maturity is tending the garden that God has planted us in, right? When God put Adam and Eve in the garden, he gave them a job, tend the garden. He provided the garden, he provided the resources, he gave the children what they needed. But God asked them to tend the garden. That was their domain. Likewise, our job with maturity is to grow maturity, to tend the garden of our maturity, and to work on growing maturity in our families and our communities. And you know what? God redeems, God delivers, God restores, God heals, but maturity is our domain. And if we ask God and wait on God to do just zap us with supernatural maturity, guess what? You're going to be waiting a long time, because he didn't do Adam and Eve's job of tending the garden. He asked them to do that. So the million-dollar question as we look at how maturity matters and why maturity matters is, what do we do with it? How do we grow it? What do I do when I realize I'm stuck in my maturity in some way? So we're really going to lean into today this critical need for maturity in our families and our communities, and we're going to focus on some practical things you can do to grow maturity in your family, if you're a parent, in your marriage, if you're married, with your friends, with your coworkers, with your church, with your communities. Like, what can we do to grow the good stuff? Well, first, let's look at what maturity is and what it's not. So the life model identifies six life stages of maturity, and each stage of life has specific needs and specific tasks that can be developed that can help us grow. So the hard work's already done in terms of having a roadmap and identifying what needs to happen when. Now, what our challenge is walking that out. Because what happens is when I don't develop those needs, I don't grow those tasks, then what happens is I don't grow in my maturity. I stay stuck and stunted. So if I don't finish the infant stage of maturity, then what happens? My body keeps growing, but emotionally, I stay stunted as an infant. I expect others to feed me. I don't know how to get back to joy from my upsets. It just isn't very satisfying to be stuck in our maturity. And so what we want to do is identify what stage am I at by looking at those needs and those tasks. Did I get what I needed at this stage? Have I learned to do some of these tasks? And you know what? When maturity is stunted, then what happens is fear pops up. So we do things out of fear. Fear becomes a motivator. This is a classic symptom of immaturity, is fear. We worry about what other people think. We worry that our needs aren't going to be met. We worry there's not going to be enough of the good stuff to go around. And so we have to like just give in to our cravings. And so maturity is what happens when we emotionally grow and we become more complex over time. Basically, we have more life to give at each stage of maturity. We have more life to give because infants receive life. Their infant job is just to receive the good stuff. We rely on caregivers to meet our needs. We rely on parents, grandparents, family members to meet our needs, to feed us when we're hungry, to change our clothes when we need a clothes change, to keep us warm, keep us safe. We rely on others to meet our needs. So being stuck at infant maturity means I expect everybody to meet my needs, right? Because I have a need and you should meet my need. And as we start to grow the good stuff at infant level maturity, then we develop into child maturity and children start learning to give some life. They start learning to meet their own needs from the coaching of their parents and their family. So I can remember teaching my sons to brush their teeth. That was a big deal. I can remember you know, mowing the lawn, and they would have their little plastic lawnmower and they would try to do and imitate what they saw me doing. They wanted to be big boys. So children start learning how to meet their needs. And when we're stuck at child maturity, then we have a hard time taking care of ourselves and meeting our own needs. And so that would be just a kind of a classic perspective of being stunted at child maturity. I'm just really focused on trying to just feed myself and prove my independence. So as we start getting what we need at child level maturity, then we grow into adult maturity, and adults begin to give life to themselves, but to other people at the same time. So adult maturity is able to meet their own needs and the needs of the people in their group. So group identity is very important for adults, because if we start giving life within my group, and we make sure that our needs are met, and we make sure that other people's needs are met. So children just want their way. They want to be right, and they just want their way. Adults actually say, what's a winning solution here for everybody? That would be adult maturity. And they're really, really focused on making sure others are satisfied as well as themselves. So you see a lot of mutual satisfaction here. And adult maturity is really the goal, right? When we think about maturity, we want to at least become adult maturity. Some of us will go on to be parents or spiritual parents. Some of us will go on to be elders, but adult maturity is the goal. And then there's the parent stage of maturity, which is, you know what? I meet your needs even when my needs don't get met. So I can remember there would be times we're meeting the needs of our children. And there were times we didn't eat for a while because we had to make sure our children were fed because they needed to be fed. And so what happens is parents give life sacrificially. They don't always get that life given back to them. So I know that I'm not at parent maturity if I'm trying to meet my kids' needs so that they'll be able to meet my needs. That doesn't work. So parent maturity means I have life to give even when I don't get some life back. And so we give sacrificially and we give so that our children's needs will be met. And then you have adult maturity, which is raising up a community, giving life to the community. Elders have a lot of life to give because they've worked their way through all these life stages, and they start to raise a community. And so elder maturity are the people that look out for the fatherless, and they make sure others' needs in a community are met. And so it's really helpful to have this lens of how maturity works. Basically, with each stage of life, we have more life to give. And we don't do things out of fear. So maturity is not about self-worth or value. When people start learning their maturity and they realize they don't have the maturity they thought they did, they often feel some shame, like they got a bad grade on an exam. No, maturity is not about self-worth or value. Just think about a newborn baby. They have the least amount of maturity they're ever going to have. And are they any less valuable because they lack maturity? Of course not. So maturity is not about value or self-worth. Maturity is basically just a reflection of the maturity in my family and my community. This is what I had to work with, because we absorb the nutrients or the lack of nutrients in the soil of our environment. And so my maturity is often just simply a reflection of the maturity that my family had to work with. And so Jen and I have been very active in trying to help our children grow maturity. And so part of this journey for us has been we've had to address our places where maturity was stuck or stunted. And so as a parent, what we've done is we've learned to use hardship and strain as an opportunity to gauge our maturity. And we discover some of the absences that might be there. And so I often tell communities, use hardship as an opportunity to reflect on what did we learn from this? What did we discover about our own maturity? Where was maturity missing as we navigated this? And so as a parent, especially, or if you're married, or just even in your friend group or coworkers, like, the lack of maturity will show up inevitably. And the breadcrumb trail is where does fear run the show? Because that's a symptom of something missing in me that needs to be taken care of. So when maturity is missing, we have areas in our lives and our character where we go into non-relational mode, what Jim Wilder would call enemy mode. And we try to fight for our comfort zone. So you see this, especially in a community, who fights for their comfort zone and who tries to get other people to change without changing themselves, because that's a maturity issue. So part of growing maturity is humbly leaning into the tension that comes up, and we work on growing ourselves. One of the common reasons parents stunt the maturity of their children is because rather than them leaning into that tension that's come up, they end up stunting their children rather than growing themselves. So let's face it, it can be threatening when we don't have the life that we need to give to other people. There's going to be tension there. It doesn't feel good. But if we actually use that tension as an opportunity to grow ourselves and to lean into some of those hard places, we will grow more maturity. But often kids will just parents just stunt their children without realizing it because they want to force the children to change in some way rather than the parent changing. And so one of the ways I actively help my children to grow and work on their maturity is helping them understand the history of my life and my family and where maturity might be missing in me. I help them identify that. And I help them say, you know what, Dad's missing something here. And this is something ideally I would have learned when I was your age, when I was growing up. So here's what I'm going to do. Rather than try to avoid the tension, I'm actually going to stay with the tension. And so I help them understand what I'm discovering about my own immaturity and not giving into my comfort zone or not giving into my fear to force them to change in some way. It's like, hey, here's an opportunity for all of us to grow, especially for me. So when maturity is missing, we sometimes feel like we're flying blind because we don't have the life to give, but there's a need for life to be given, but I don't have what I need. And so let's look at what we're missing and let's prayerfully explore why we're stuck. And let's you know, look at, am I stuck because I don't have the resources I need? Or am I stuck because there's some unprocessed pain? And I can remember as a pastor, especially discovering a lot about my missing maturity as I was trying to raise up a community when I hadn't even finished child maturity. So I was trying to be an elder when I was still working on some of these early maturity stages in my own life. I was doing things out of fear and I started to burn out because I didn't have the life to give. I didn't have the maturity to lean on. And I've learned a lot about myself when I tried doing some of those roles and giving life within a community. So it's very common that our maturity is stuck or stunted because we didn't have the resources or because there's some unprocessed pain. And the life model talks about A and B traumas. A traumas are painful absences, while B traumas are the bad things that aren't supposed to happen. And so when you start building relationships, you will inevitably find some areas in your character where maturity needs to grow. And so just looking at why am I stuck and what do I need to grow more maturity here? And so Jen and I just, you know, besides sharing lots of stories about our lack of maturity and what we've learned about maturity, one of the things we do is we talk about these things and we recognize what are some of the maturity ingredients our family needs. So one would be, for example, we recognize our children are needing opportunities to give life outside of themselves. So remember, infant, just you give life to me and I receive it and I don't do anything in return. You know, part of growing maturity as my children are shifting into growing adult maturity is, how can I give some life outside of myself? So we signed up to volunteer at a local mission as a way to serve other people and be able to serve the community in some meaningful way. We also recognize we had pockets. They had pockets where we had to work on helping them better develop satisfaction. And so we've started to review on what was satisfying from our day or what was not satisfying from our day. So we regularly reflect on these things and re-review them. And one of the things that Jen has done with our kids is read some of the maturity resources that have been created by the Life Model Works. And so Jim Wilder's writing a new version of Living with Men. He's actually creating a trilogy. And so Jen has been reviewing some of these resources for Jim before they're published. And Jen's just been reading to the kids and helping them learn about maturity and learn about this big picture of maturity and what that means. We've also recognized our kids need more rest. We need more quieting. And so we've had to actively take time to quiet as a family and just very purposefully working on quieting. So we're learning about the big picture of maturity. We're passing that on and we're actively recognizing where maturity is missing or weak and where we need that the ice needs to be a little thicker because we keep falling through. And so that's what we're trying to do as a family. But it starts with me. It starts with my wife. We have to spend time working on this ourselves and understanding this ourselves so that then we can start to share the big picture with our kids. So as you start to understand maturity, you identify what's missing, what are some next steps, that's going to be a really good place to go. Where are you in your maturity growth? And what is keeping you stuck? And what are some ingredients that you need? What are some of the needs and tasks that you can be working on? Because everything starts with you. And just learning to identify and then even learning to invite other people into the journey. This is where practicing relational skills together is a good thing. This is where going through the Living from the Heart Jesus Gave You resource is a great book to go through. Jim's, you know, Living with Men, his new version, which should be out later this year. That would be another excellent resource. We at Thrive Training, we really lean into these skills. And so Thrive Training is our 5-day trainings of learning the big picture of maturity and actually working on identifying our maturity and the maturity of our family and our community. And Marcus Warner and I write about this in the 4 Habits of Raising Joy-Filled Kids. That's a great resource. I talk about this in the Transforming Fellowship book. We have a chapter on identifying maturity. And this life model resources are just also very valuable here. Jim Wilder talks about maturity in some of his gym talks. And there's lots of blogs, lots of good stuff are available. We just have to start practically right where you are, understand the big picture, understand maturity, and look at what's missing and what's needed. And join us at one of our Thrives and we'll actually spend a lot of time teasing these things out. So I hope that this is the start of something good for you as you think about why maturity matters and what we can do to start growing the good stuff.
Thank you for listening. Check the description of this episode for specific resources and visit us at thrivetoday.org anytime. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with friends. We look forward to seeing you next time.